Thanks so much for joining us as we continue through the Advent season. We're talking about the love that God has for us expressed so vividly in His Son, Jesus. 1 John 5:11-12, and this is the testimony, John writes, that God gave us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. So I'm sitting in my church office. There are bookshelves from floor to ceiling. They line one wall. Another large floor-to-ceiling case takes up space on an adjacent wall. Many more books are in my office at home, not to mention all the theological information stored digitally on my Bible study software. More information is only one Google search away. In short, I'm sitting in a virtual ocean of information about God. But all the content in the volumes that surround me and that are stored on my computer can be summed up in today's passage. Dr. Karl Barth was a brilliant, if not sometimes controversial, theologian. Among his writings is a 12-volume work on Christian doctrine. 12 volumes. A reporter once asked Dr. Barth if he could summarize the message of the entire Bible. Dr. Barth, this great theologian, thought for a moment and then said this: Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. We are sinners, and our sin separates us from God. The penalty of our sin is death. But driven by perfect love, the just God became the justifier. Being fully God, Jesus was the only one who could provide a sinless sacrifice. Being fully man, Jesus was the only one who could die on our behalf. Life, now and forever, is found in Jesus alone. Whoever has the Son has life. There's really only one question and one answer, right? Do you have the Son? Father, thank you for keeping the questions of life and eternity very simple. Help us not make them confusing. Confirm in our hearts that we have Jesus. Give us courage to tell others, and help us keep the message clear with our lips and our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.